welcome to a very special,
so special
episode of what is this called again? Oh, Second Shot. it's 2 a.m.
It's very late. We saw that movie. Started at 10:30.
What movie is that?
Was it Quiet Space? The Silent Space?
Star Trek. The Khan Awakens, right?
The first Enterprise.
Ah, yes, that's it.
Last Frontier.
The best one. We just saw The Last Jedi, Episode 8.
Yes. It's very special. It's an occasion that only happens once
every two years now.
every year, every six months.
It's even out now. We literally just got out. We haven't said a single word to each other, mostly because we're not like friendly to each other. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I didn't
even in the car ride with two brothers, it was just complete silence.
I just called two brothers.
I don't have shit to say to either of you.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm gonna leave.
Okay, bye.
This podcast is dumb.
Yeah, well, that's true. Let's not do spoilers as long as we can.
Okay.
We'll definitely talk spoilers. There's no way we can.
Have blue balls to talk about Star Wars right now.
Oh, so do I. Just be cautious. We might accidentally slip out something spoilery, or if you're like me and didn't watch any of the trailers, just don't listen to this. Why are you listening to this?
Do you think that's the movie? By the way, do you think that's what BB and BB-8 stands for? Blue Balls 8?
Oh, duh.
Yeah, okay.
Him and Poe are like, yeah. You know, will they, won't they?
You saw that.
Even more than Finn.
You saw that belly scratch he gave him at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
When he jizzed out all those coins. Sorry, spoilers.
Is it? So let's get our immediate reactions out of the way before we dive into what we saw.
Yeah.
Danny, what did you think? Try and be as unspoilery as humanly possible.
Yeah. I liked it. I'm not blown away. I'm not like exploding with excitement with Star Wars as much as I used to. I mean, it's another Star Wars movie, and it was good. Mm-hmm. But nothing special to me. It was just another Star Wars movie, and I can't believe I'm using that in a negative term. But here I am.
All right, Devin.
I believe it was something special, but in the definition of special as in unique. Outside of that thought, my other thought is just that I'm a little confused.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a little confused. Okay.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay.
I'm putting it up there with Empire. Okay. I mean, I know it's early, but I mean, it's very much mirroring Empire. But... Man, is it good. I really enjoyed this one.
Okay.
You know, I'll have to see it again to really solidify it.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
And then another time.
And then, yeah, I'm going to, and like six more times. I loved it. I loved it.
Okay.
I loved her.
I'm not saying that I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, damned if they weren't brave. I just walk away. Like the end of Force Awakens, everybody was able to kind of start theorizing and start being like, oh, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of this movie, I have no idea where this trilogy is going.
I literally halfway through the movie, I'm like, this is already like not what I expected at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you said you have no idea where this is going in a good way or a bad way.
It could honestly go either way. But in the trailer, now we can talk about the trailer since we've seen the movie, George. Yeah. In the trailer, I don't know if it ended up making it into the movie or not. I don't remember off the top of my head right now, but the line where they're on Act 2 and Luke says, "This isn't going to go the way that you think." and
I'm pretty sure that wasn't there.
No, that wasn't
there. I don't think it was in the movie, but it was very accurate depiction of what the movie ended up being for me. There's a lot of things that were to be expected, I think. Another spoilery shot from the trailer that I didn't want to ruin. That was the one I mentioned to you, George, when we initially talked about it, that might have been giving away a little bit. Mm-hmm. Or could have been a spoiler, was Kylo with his finger on the trigger about to attack, shoot the
TIE fighter, his fighter is.
Yeah.
That was in a trailer?
Yeah, there was that scene flying at. Well, they made it seem like it. I thought it was kind of maybe going to be misleading, like he wasn't actually aiming at Leia, but he was in the movie, and it made it seem like he was going to pull that trigger, but he did not.
They showed the shot of thing facing his ship facing the we'll call it MacGuffin.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's actually huge for a trailer.
Yeah, I mean it could have gone either way, but I think there was moments like that were to be expected. Like this is gonna happen, or we all knew about the casino planet, and maybe not all of us, but
about that.
I did not.
It made a lot of very brave choices, and I think you both know exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean, we can start delving into spoilers a little bit. Well,
Sorry,
spoilers. If from this point on,
everybody before this movie was talking about Snoke is this, Snoke is that, Snoke is this, and Snoke is fucking dead.
He's just fucking gone.
Yeah. He's chopped in goddamn half.
Done.
Snoke was a red herring.
Yeah,
apparently.
Unless there was a line in the movie when Luke says, "No one's ever really gone."
Well, I mean, Force ghosts and whatnot, but Snoke, Vader's not having a. Well, he did have a Force ghost.
He was he was very powerful with the Force, and I will say, after watching Revenge of the Sith, Darth Plagueis is very strong in my mind.
Yeah,
but
I don't know if he's Darth Plagueis, but that they brought a lot of Force abilities into this.
Yeah,
and
they did
unexpected one.
Boy,
and I wouldn't be surprised if Snoke found a way to cheat death.
Yeah. I think that's cheating what this movie did, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like this whole movie is like it's Kylo's rise to being, you know, his power. He might have a Sith apprentice or something, or you know, he doesn't really consider himself Sith anymore. I mean, he has that whole monologue, but I think killing Snoke is incredibly brave and very, very smart.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this movie and Force Awakens both are... Their whole thing is they're supposed to mirror the original trilogy.
They rhyme like poetry.
And... All right. That's what Lucas said when he talked about the first movie.
They rhyme like poetry.
poetry. It's... It's great. I think it's so unbelievably brave of them to just tear it down and go from where they're going, because Force Awakens played it safe, as safe as you could for a seventh Star Wars movie.
Yeah. You had to resurrect the franchise. Yeah.
You need to be as safe as you can.
Yeah. This one does not.
Yeah.
Just like Empire does not play it safe.
No.
But... I don't know. Just like everything about this, it's slower. It's not like mile a minute. It's not big fight. I mean, that
two and a half hours. That was a long 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like 2.5 hours too.
All basically connected to one plot.
Yes,
yes.
Just like Empire.
I really like that.
Yeah,
the whole tying everything in with the MacGuffin is what I keep calling it. The
MacGuffin. You know what MacGuffin? That's not a MacGuffin. A MacGuffin is like the Force. The Force is a MacGuffin.
No, okay, the cruiser then.
Your mom's a MacGuffin.
Thank you.
Everything just ties into the cruiser one way or another, and everything ties back to the cruiser one way or another, and that's it's really, really cool to just see how many adventures you can have while, 18 hours of fuel or whatever, something like that? Like, you can have so much stuff going on in just that 18 hours while they're just sitting there, floating in space.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little, I think the Casino Planet part was probably my least favorite part of the movie.
Yeah.
It never really made sense why they just kind of were able to just go away and get out of the ship without, you know, them noticing. I mean, it makes more sense later when those transport ships are going and flying away.
Yeah.
But it just kind of happened. And I was just like, okay, I'll go with it, you know.
What was the point of the guy with the red brooch? Because, I mean, that got him down there.
It was a misleading. It was a misleading. Yeah. I think he might have also been a hacker or whatever.
Well, yeah, he was. He was the main Kobrick they were going for, but then they just kind of, forget that guy.
Yeah, I think it was, I don't know. I don't know the reasoning
for
it.
A red bloom herring.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right way.
Benicio del Toro. I didn't know he was going to be in this.
Oh, you didn't?
No, yeah. I had no idea.
Is that the Codebreaker guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
he was really good.
He's super weird and great.
Yeah,
I love Benicio.
Yeah,
I
liked his choices. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he has a stutter, but it's not even a stutter. It's
Tourette's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty
it is.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Space Tourette's.
I like that he picks his teeth with his hacking card.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was fun. I liked him. What was his name?
Character.
I don't even remember his name.
I can't remember off the top of my head. Codebreaker.
He's just sporadic. He's a fun character.
Laura Dern.
Yeah. What? Do you guys know it? Like, realize the thing about her name?
Who?
Rose? Laura Dern.
Laura Dern.
Purple hair.
Oh, right. No.
Holdo. And it's because she was holding the dough them to get into the transports and escape to Crate.
that was a joke almost exclusively for me at this table.
That's a 2 a.m. joke.
Yeah. That's for Game of Thrones fans listening to the Star Wars podcast.
Oh, okay. I don't get that. See, I went away way over my head.
Game of Thrones saw this movie.
White over your head.
Well, let's go around the table and just talk about like our favorite, or I guess if you guys are not the biggest fans, the least favorite parts.
Let me clarify that. I said I wasn't astounded by it. It's still a solid 7.5, 8 out of 10. It's still a good movie. It's well put together. It's just nothing really blew my mind, kind of the way that it just played it. I didn't say play it safe, but I don't know. It just, something didn't click right. I don't know.
There was very like Hollywood quality to it, I think, that kind of threw me off.
Yeah,
that it didn't always quite feel Star Warsy.
What about Star Wars has never felt Hollywood?
This was more in a like a modern blockbuster comedy style.
Yeah,
there was
a little too much comedy for me.
I mean, people had that complaint about the last one, but I think it did it more tastefully in the last one.
I thought it worked.
I just felt
it did.
The porgs
were too
bizarre
much.
As fuck.
I love the porgs.
The porgs, they made me laugh.
They were too much.
They were so
I think
bizarre.
At the end, they were a bit too much. Like when I got stuck to the window.
Yeah.
Like, was chewy.
You have these big exciting moments, and then
honestly, I think they would have been a lot more effective if it was just Chewie eating the dead ones. And then that's like you see them in the background, but nothing more major from them. I think it would have been a much more effective. Like you're just fucking eating all of them. Like you just murdered.
Yeah, I mean they add nothing to the plot in any way. But I mean they're fun. I liked when they basically took
the
over
toys.
The Falcon.
Yeah.
And like went and made a nest. You know, like I don't know. I liked them. I
wanted Chewbacca to take a fucking bite out of that dead one.
I mean Chewbacca is kind of wasted in this too. Like he doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
He's very underused.
No, he comes in. He comes in at the end, but like he pulls the Han thing into the end or New Hope. I don't know. I thought the jokes worked. I thought they were all funny, and they might have been weirdly placed.
I really
but
hated.
They worked.
I really hated two specific parts. The one. When they are on that casino planet and they're riding all those dog horse things when they're riding through like the archways.
Yeah.
That didn't work for me.
That whole scene on, what's that planet called? Canto.
Whatever.
Yeah. I'm bad with names.
Cantina 2.
Canto back or something like that. That's actually filmed in same place. They filmed King's Landing from Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That was another little tidbit.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean, most of the casino planet is the weakest point of the movie, I think.
Yeah.
Like, you could have taken most of that out, and it would have been a better movie for it.
Yeah.
But It's fun. Like, it feels like an actual adventure, which you don't get in this movie, other than that scene, really. Like, it's just kind of a light moment, that, or a light, a small mini adventure, you know, that kind of needs to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Point two that I really didn't like is, fucking Leia just masters the Force stasis.
Well, I mean, she's had 30 years. She probably trained with Luke. She was Force sensitive.
Yeah. But that was just like out of, they do the Christ error in space.
Yeah. I wish her eyes weren't open.
Yeah. Like,
that was a little weird.
It was too Hollywood. Like, oh, she's alive.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was, I felt like they kind of wasted that moment of her death.
Yeah.
The power to it, because it felt very, it was like sudden, like it happened in real life.
Yep.
And
I think that would have been the perfect way to end that arc.
And I was ready for it. And
I heard people crying during that. People were crying.
I mean, I understand how, because the moment worked. I felt for it. I thought she was going to die.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, like undercutting it by not even Kylo doing it, but just two random stormtroopers.
Yeah, that was.
The fact that she,
have you guys seen a Star Wars movie before?
Yeah, but like the fact, to me, like,
has anyone been sucked into about space and flies back in?
And let's just think about this in terms of, this is a movie, actors and actresses.
What are they gonna,
she died in such a tragic way in real life, and to show what we thought was her lifeless body just floating through space was a little disturbing to me. I don't know.
That's why it wasn't her lifeless body. I mean, I think it'd be even worse if that was the way she died.
But, like, why even show it?
Because it shows this triumphant return of her having
I think the moment, like,
if they're going to do that,
have explosion, then done.
If they're going to do it, have her do that, have, like, show that right away. Like, they had her blow up and fly out of the ship, and then they cut to something else for a little bit, and then went to back to just her, what we, like, at that time thought was her lifeless body floating through space. And it was very, I don't know, it was very kind of morbid to me, given the real life situation of her death.
She did a Christ air. Like,
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I understand where you're coming from. I think it worked for me. I think it was a fake out death, and which is always, I'm usually not a big fan of. Yeah. And in general, I'm like, it's kind of a whatever. I'm genuinely surprised she made it to the end of this movie without dying.
Yeah, same. That's, I 100% thought it was going to be her and not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like,
Purple Hair McGee.
I think it was pretty obvious from the beginning that Force Awakens was going to be Han's arc. This was going to be Luke's arc. And then the next one was going to be Leia's arc. And, you know, they kind of screwed the pooch on that a little bit, but I mean, you can't control life.
No, that's it.
Snoke. I don't know. I feel like the only person who could kill Leia other than time is Kylo. And Kylo couldn't do it. And then having it being undercut by two stormtroopers who just fly by him is, that would have felt hollow. It wouldn't have rang true to Star Wars.
I mean, at the same time, why would they revisit that kind of moment when they just did that with Han in the last movie?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I mean, it was a fake out. Like, I agree that the fake out is just too much.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's why she's not dead, though. Yeah. I mean, it is a bit much, and I can definitely see why you guys wouldn't be fans of it. It just worked for me.
The biggest question is, what do you do for episode 8?
And
like, what do you do?
I will get.
She's gonna have to die off screen. I mean, that's really all.
I mean, episode 9. I don't know. We should get to our episode 9 prediction later, but I think. It's just, I'm glad she didn't die there. Like, I just wish they hadn't have included a fake out death at all.
No, I get it. It's a little cheap.
Well, they did it again. They did it again with Luke. Like,
I was glad to see her on screen with Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
One more time. That was nice.
Yeah. I would have been pretty upset if they didn't do that in this movie.
Did they CG her in any of these?
No. She finished filming before she died. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the... Every time I watch a new Star Wars movie, I'm kind of like just... I let it hit me in the face.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's hard to digest everything right away.
Well, there's so much there. So we had the new characters. We have Finn's arc. Mm-hmm.
And Rose.
And Rose, I think, shown as a good new character.
Mm-hmm. If she actually survived.
Yeah, we'll see.
Finn from episode 7.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll survive.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a crazy love triangle going on now. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you think there's some between Rey and Finn?
Did you see how Rey eyed up Poe?
Oh yeah,
no, Rey was. If anything, it's Poe before Rey. Right.
Hold on. Finn and Poe.
Far more. They have far more of a connection than Rey and Finn. Rey and Finn are friends. I honestly think it would be a betrayal to these characters if Rey and Finn even kiss. Even if it's like a Luke-Leia thing.
You don't think they've been setting it up?
It's not the same dynamic at all.
I liked the hug. The hug was perfect when they saw
each other. Yeah, they're friends. It's like in the first one. They're not romantic in any way.
I agree with that.
You think they're romantic? Or they could be?
I just want to see my nigga Finn get that out. No, I'm just kidding.
He's getting Rose.
He's getting a rose. Oh, I
he's
think
getting
he's
getting a rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and Rey doesn't need to have a romantic entanglement. Yeah.
It's going to be Poe, though.
Cool. What do you guys think about her? Well, let's talk about people want to listen. Let's talk about Rey a little bit more. Mm-hmm. She had her whole Empire Luke on Dagobah scene.
Trained by none other than Yoda.
Yes.
Yeah.
it was good to see that Yoda come back.
I did not expect that.
It was puppet. It was puppet Yoda, too. They know.
And he was funny.
Yeah.
He wasn't like that was the one thing I always kind of forgot about the prequels is he was like goofy and weird.
Yeah.
And in the prequels, he is not.
No.
He's just boring. Yeah.
I mean, it looks like he got a little senile throughout the years.
Yeah, and that's what I liked about
him. Hilarious.
He was funny. He brought the Muppety.
Started out just eating Luke shit. that's how you introduce a character.
Yeah. But so she has her whole scene. Where do you think they're going with her parentage? Do you think they're really nobody? Do you think she was born immaculately?
You think that's a fake out?
I think that's a fake out, actually. Yeah, I agree. I think that is a fake out because I feel like they made too much of a deal for it to just be nothing. It'd be a good payoff. It'd be a good payoff for me, but I don't think it'd be a good box office.
It almost looked like when she was looking at her reflection that it almost looked like Leia's silhouette in that mirror, and the way they mirrored Luke and Leia's telepathic connection with Kylo and Rey's was almost like they were hinting toward the brother sister.
Well, it was a triangle.
I don't think these movies are doing that.
I mean, maybe.
I think it's a stronger, more interesting story that they are nobodies.
I agree.
They are just people who abandon her for booze money.
Yeah.
That she just kind of, she has that trauma that of being ripped away from her parents and being sold. And that's what triggered her, nightmare in Force Awakens.
And her drive to want to become something.
But she didn't want to become something. She was perfectly content staying on Jakku.
I mean, back then, but deep down.
Now she is. Now she is. She's found her call to action.
Yeah, that's
something. But yeah, so I mean, I think it's far more impactful if she has come from nothing.
And that's why I think it won't happen. I want it to be just two nobodies who sold her off for booze money, but I don't think that's what it's gonna be. I don't think masses and audiences are gonna like that, so I don't think they're gonna do it.
But they just gave it to us.
they also what? Gave us Leia's death and Luke's death.
They gave us the information from a man who
a fourth party.
You might not necessarily want to trust the words coming out of his mouth.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I really don't think it's anything more than what we're given. I think people try to look for a box inside of a box, and sometimes it's just a box.
I hope I'm wrong.
What's
really
in the box?
The box. The box.
Parents. Dead parents. I don't know. I sounded so jerky now. I'm trying not to, but I really like this movie. It has the indie touches at times. It looks. I mean, man, Snoke's throne room looks beautiful. Was, yeah, this is the best looking Star Wars I've ever
that
seen.
That had that to have been good. One of my favorite scenes in
and
the
that
movie.
And that fight scene
was
amazing.
Oh my god!
I mean,
that was super good.
Those Snoke's royal guards or whatever, so fucking badass.
Yeah,
Kylo snaps one dude's neck. Like, it gets violent.
Yeah, you see him rage out, and it's great. Yeah.
I love that last kill where he gets thrown the lightsaber. Grabs it just right and stabs the dude literally in the eye.
Yeah.
And then turns it off. I was like, all right.
You know what I never noticed about Kylo's lightsaber is he has exposed wires on his.
Oh, yeah.
Which just further makes how much I love that lightsaber.
Yeah.
And how it's just a reflection of him.
Yeah.
And it's just raw and bare and exposed.
Just quickly put together with
not
enough care, and it's very unstable.
Yeah.
So I can toss it together.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the... It seemed a little forced, but it worked. Rey and Kylo talking to each other.
I actually really like that.
That was probably my favorite part of the movie. Like, I like that they were interacting and bonding, and they are two halves of the same coin. Mm-hmm. And they both have equal parts light and dark. And it is it's in a sense Kylo has dismantled Sith and Jedi as we know it.
He's a great Jedi.
The name might live on, but it's not the same thing that we know anymore.
Yeah.
I
mean, technically, Rey is a Jedi.
Yeah. I mean, but I mean...
But it's going to be...
It's going to be very different.
Yeah.
Even different from Luke.
Mm.
She's not Luke.
Yeah. It's reborn in a way. She's learned the Force and learned... like Luke said, the Rebellion's been reborn. Mm-hmm. She's learned the Force and learned... lightsaber fighting skills without learning any of the religion and any of the practices.
But she has those books.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
No, at the very end when they're in the Falcon, Finn opens a drawer to give Rose something, and those books are in in the compartment.
I missed that.
I missed that too. Actually, real quick on that note, the kid at the end. The last scene, the last shot.
Did he use the Force?
I was going to say, did he use the Force to get that?
He used the Force to pick up the broom.
That was super cool.
Yeah.
It was just they didn't even bring attention to it. I'm like, wait, what?
So is he going to be the kid in the new Rian Johnson trilogy?
Yeah.
I thought that too.
It's new. It's Anakin 2.0.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
What were those dog animal things on that casino planet?
The Fathier.
No, this is Fathier Racing.
Yeah.
Hey, man. We'll be all about
They're almost like that lizard thing Obi-Wan rode. There was a lot of shades of Revenge of the Sith in this, too, I feel like.
There are moments, yeah, for sure.
You had Obi-Wan, Anakin-type face-off in Luke's projection of himself against Kylo.
I loved that was invoking old kendo, old samurai movies.
Yeah.
He moves
they plant
feet.
Their feet.
Yes.
And that's great.
Yeah,
and
that was amazing.
That's such a beautiful scene. Mm. Like the whole salt planet.
Yes.
It's just so beautiful.
That was a funny thing that I thought
it was weird.
They were very intent on throwing it in there. They just had to let people know that this was salt. By having a random rebellion soldier
that's where I think the modern storytelling, the modern Hollywood aspects come in, where it's small stuff like that where you have to explain that
stuff like
instead
that.
Of having to find it in a book 10 years later.
Stuff like
so
that.
It's not So they're not like, oh, look, you're just at another snow planet.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I wish they would have used the red smoke in more creative ways.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see them, like, crossing paths and just creating a smoke screen around, like, everyone. That would have been super cool. But it's like, this is a straight line.
It was all super beautiful.
Charred.
Like, you're saying. Like, it all just looked amazing. Like, the red underneath there. It was beautiful. When they were fucking blasted the fucking shit out of Luke.
Yeah.
And all the red was flying up. Yeah.
And, I mean, you have more small... modern Hollywood stuff where he brushes his shoulders off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
I could deal with that.
But yeah, it's like, it's an old samurai thing. Like, it's just like, you know, it's a little self-aware, but fine. Star Wars can get a little self-aware every once in a while.
It's like a humble brag kind of.
Did you see the wink to C-3PO?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I
yeah, I like that.
I liked it.
Well, like, Luke is not, like, a stuffy old man.
No, I know.
Like, he loves R2 and C-3PO. Yeah. And it's like winking to your grandson.
Well, it's like the first time you see him in, what, like 30 years? Like, yeah.
It doesn't need to be said.
Yeah.
You know, some things just don't need to be said. Like, I mean, it's just like, I never stop loving you. I never stop caring about you.
Yeah. Another thing that doesn't need to be said that I noticed right away, what the hell happened to his red arm? They just...
You gotta fix. Something about that's told in like one of the Poe Dameron comic books or something,
because the way he lost it was super cool too.
Yeah,
I don't know how he gets it back, but
I don't know. I loved pretty much everything about this movie.
It was good.
There was quite a bit to like and even to love. I don't know if I tie it with Empire, but it's definitely above any of the prequels.
Yeah, I put it just below Empire because Empire.
It's
did it first, and it did it more concise.
Well, but when I was watching the salt planet, I'm like, oh, this is almost shot for shot Hoth, but it's salt.
But
this
that's
time.
I mean, there was a lot of that in Force Awakens as well. So I mean, like,
but they did it again. Is my
but
opinion.
I mean, not the same scenes though. It's again, it's mirroring, it's being reflective of the past and history,
poetry.
Repeating, and you know all that. Yeah, it's poetry. I mean, that's the thing. Is like these movies are doing what Lucas was trying to do in the prequels, and it's just like it's working. Like
it's working. Yeah, no,
they may not be. They're never going to be the 70s Star Wars and the 80s Star Wars that we know, because it's not the 70s and 80s anymore. It's modern storytelling.
Yeah.
But we're still creating these fables, and this is going to be, you know, our Iliad. This is our modern Iliad. I mean, like, I say that with kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's sort of true, too. Like, I mean, the story is old as time. I mean, an old man and a wizard, or an old wizard and a young boy. I'm saying it weird now. But, I mean, I just loved it so much. I'm trying to think of what else there was. I mean, like, because honestly, not... a whole lot happens in this movie.
Yeah,
it's all.
It's all about the cruiser getting away. It's literally a cruiser jumping from hyperspace to a couple thousand whatever space whatever away from a planet that apparently they had that plan the whole time to go there. Kind of maybe.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't understand why she didn't reveal that.
It's not important, but
I mean, I will say, like, Poe being trigger happy. Kind of hothead
is
a little bit new. I didn't get that in the first one.
I like that he's wrong.
Yeah, no,
I love that he's wrong.
I like that he has an arc and he truly learns. He doesn't have to be a hero, and sometimes running away is okay and whatever. Mm. But I don't think I think that kind of is a new part of his character that we didn't see. So, I mean, it's an issue, but it's not a big issue.
I mean, I feel like he was always kind of... guy who's very confident in his abilities at the very least, and the first movie, like, he's talking shit to people, and he's like
the opening was phenomenal.
Yeah,
like, it was super good.
I don't know, there really not much I hated outside of some of the choices that the director made, that Rian Johnson made. Mm-hmm. I think the story was very, very beautifully written. It was very unexpected. They did a good job of surprising me.
Yep.
When I walked into this thinking I knew a lot of what was going to happen, and they brought in the nostalgia. The one thing, like, I was thinking, like, why didn't Luke go himself? I thought for sure Luke was going to lift the X-Wing out of the water.
Yeah, that had no payoff.
Empire as well. And he was going to fly in and help out. But then I realized he was able to project himself just solely based off the fact that all the guns would fire and he wouldn't be killed instantly and he could keep up this mirage. So it was very genius move in that sense.
What do you think the moment was that all the ads were trying to say is like, don't let it get spoiled? Do you think it's a Snoke thing?
No, I think it was
just everything.
No, I think it was the Kylo.
What do you mean the Kylo thing?
The Kylo Ren finger on the trigger.
Playing well, that's what I mean, the Snoke thing.
I was saying playing jump
like
rope.
Killing Snoke and...
I didn't... You mean like the ads? Like,
well, yeah, there was something on Instagram that kept showing up. It's like, don't let this moment get spoiled.
The thing with that is there's like five or six different scenes that they're showing. Like, one was Rey pointing the saber at Luke.
No, I know.
Luke.
That's why I'm asking.
It was
probably the Snoke thing then.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
I thought you meant.
Because there's no real, like, super duper holy shit moment other than that. And maybe the Luke thing.
What was so outside of just, like, holy shit moments, what was the most, like, beautiful moment? Which moment made you tear up the most?
Luke and Leia. Yeah, okay. I cried. All, that and R2 projecting Leia's projection.
That was pretty...
That brought me back. Like,
For me, it was absolutely Luke's bowing out and sitting on the edge of that cliff and seeing the two suns almost an exact...
Yep.
Shot from New Hope when he was standing up on the desert of Tatooine.
And now he's sitting down and disappearing.
And then he disappeared. Like, I expected he would when Kylo hit him with the saber. I thought he'd just fall just like Obi-Wan. And then he drifted off into Force Ghost afterlife. But
he'll be back like Yoda.
Yeah. Dude, I hope he's crazy, too. I hope
that
he's
is
just
a holy
like crazy
shit moment
Mark
for me,
Hamill.
Actually.
I think Yoda,
I literally said, holy shit. When Yoda popped up, I'm like,
that was a big moment.
It was definitely Snoke for me. I did not see that coming at all. The entire time they were in the throne room, like, how the fuck are they going to get out of this?
It seemed hopeless.
Because you have to get out of there somehow. You have to get Kylo Ren alive, Rey alive, Snoke alive, and they all have to kind of separate, or at least Rey gets away somehow. So I'm like, how are we going to do this? And I honestly thought it was just going to be like someone, Codebreaker guy.
Oh yeah,
I think he was going to double cross. I thought he was going to double cross the First Order and like let off a bomb in the in the ship, and then he's
kind of the
off. He just goes away.
He's kind of the bounty hunter of this movie at least. Yeah. Phasma was completely wasted again. I mean, she did a little bit more. I didn't know she had laser-proof armor, which is kind of cool. Yeah. And the fight was pretty much non-existent.
I love in the background BB-8's still in the AT-ST.
Yeah.
He's still, like, even as they're having their new cool sword fight, you just see BB-8 going nuts in the background, stormtroopers flying everywhere.
Yeah, it was fun.
I thought the Maz Kanata scene was a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it shows her doing something,
yeah,
which is fine. She still seems entirely unnecessary in these movies, but...
Yeah.
Union dispute, was it? Her like blasting like a bunch of her apparently employees.
Yeah,
like was it a union dispute.
Yeah, it wasn't even anything to do with.
That. Yeah, it was just.
She's funny. There. I mean, like I watched Force Awakens this morning too. I'm like, I always forgot the joke of like, "Where's my boyfriend?"
That's
referring to Chewie.
Yeah.
Like I love that. I love that she's just like flirty and just weird.
When they're talking about Code Talker is like the best handsome guy in the galaxy. I'm like, oh, she's gonna mention Chewie, and it's gonna somehow be a thing where Chewie has to get on the first or whatever. But and then just some random toss away no one.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're kind of running along. Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know. I think we should probably wrap it up. I think
some predictions.
Kind of went through everything. Yeah, predictions and overall rating.
Yeah. Danny, what's your prediction and what's your rating? Well, what's your rating first and then your prediction?
Rating's going to be... I want to give it a 7.5, but I have to give it an 8 because it looks so good. It looks phenomenal. Everything was well planned. It's just something was missing, and I don't know what was missing. I can't freak out about it like you guys are. I'm Just something was missing for me. I'm mm-hmm. not sure what. Okay. Predictions? I don't know. I have no idea where they're going to go from here. Because, like, Kylo Ren was playing jump rope with light and dark the entire movie.
Like, doesn't that make this movie better, though?
It does. No, it does. It absolutely does. But it leads me to go, where the hell is this going? Because they're like General Wex was like, well, Supreme Leader's Hux, dead. Yeah. Hux. Yeah, sorry. And he's like, I'm the Supreme Leader now. It's like, oh, what happened to get rid of the First Order and the Resistance? Okay. All right. I'm down with what's going on. It's good. Got to have that conflict, but...
He's lonely. He has a sense of purpose again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Deb?
Rating, I feel like I'm going to give it... I do want to give it an 8.5. Empire 10 is a 10. Yep. I don't know whether I want to put it above New Hope or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's close, but I don't know. I don't think it's quite there for me. There's just too much that didn't feel that Star Wars-y. But other than that, it was amazing. And I think the general public might give it a lower rating than we do, honestly.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of backlash to some of the stuff in it. And
What about it didn't feel Star Wars-y to you?
Just some of that kind of modernized blockbuster humor that I mentioned just felt... Just kind of forced and like
focus tested humor.
Just throwing the
funny guy gotta have a funny quip.
Yeah, like I don't know. I generally didn't.
Broad, but, sorry, go. I'm
not. I don't know. I'm just. I generally thought they went a little too far with the Poe Hux trash talking. I thought they went a little too far with the Porgs, and I mean, other than that, I thought it was good. I think the general public's gonna rate it maybe like a 6.
Hmm.
Well, or 7, but
my question to that is, what do you think everyone's going to think of bringing back to the Leia thing? But like people who don't understand much of Star Wars lore, just seeing Leia do all of this stuff.
Well, like, I mean that's on them at this point. They're coming into the eighth movie.
Yeah.
Also, a little that as well. The Leia thing brings it down for me.
But, so 8.5.
I'm still going to give it an 8.5. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
8.5 Star Wars.
I give them points for bravery. And predictions for future of the trilogy. I thought my prediction was going to come true for a little bit there, like of Rey turning and Kylo turning. And they played on that big time. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe it still happens at the very last second.
Rey went right to the dark side in that pit. Yeah, she just right there. Like, I mean, almost instantly.
It implies that she has darkness inside of her in the same way that even Luke does.
Maybe they just travel to the Bendu path or whatever and do that mythology where they're going to be the quote-unquote gray Jedi.
But
I don't know, maybe Snoke comes back to life. That's my other thing.
Okay.
And then they get together and try to fight him.
Maybe he'll have those spider legs like Darth Maul had in Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
He got sliced in half. It's not like, it's probably not easy to stitch.
It'll be like metal spider legs. Like it'll be like Wild Wild West.
Oh, man, I hope so.
The Wild Wild West movie.
Just 10,000 feet. And Will Smith
shows
tall.
Up as the new Jedi. He's the new...
he's Mace Windu.
Mace Windu.
Steampunk Snoke.
I mean, if you guys are giving it an 8.5, I mean... New Hope and Empire are 10s for me. I mean, maybe I'd say Empire, like, 9.8, you know?
You put Empire into New Hope?
I put New Hope above Empire, but only slightly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it a 9, I guess. Like, I mean, the Casino Planet stuff is teetering on too much, especially when they're riding the... horse foxes.
Yeah, that fucking dude that ratted them out for being the Fairy Parkers. I hated that character.
I told them they couldn't park their shuttle on the beach.
Yeah.
Hated that dude.
I don't know.
Just have him speak an alien language. Do a subtitle.
Yeah, like every other character. Yeah. Every other alien character speaks in their language.
Maybe. I mean, there might be a thing if they all speak the same language on that planet because there is kind of a rich white person kind of thing going on there, like a class warfare kind of.
I understand. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that's really. I mean, I understand like the porgs. I think it just tips over to being too much at the end. But enjoyable enough. They're so adorable. It's hard to get mad at them.
Yeah.
And they look delicious when cooked.
It's true. They look like delicious chicken. Mm-hmm. The Leia thing I get, it didn't upset me. I think it probably will most people. I was able to just go with that. Maybe it'll upset me later down the line. Maybe if I watch it again, I'll be like, oh, okay. Mm. But I don't know. I just like every single second. Like it's slower. It's not like the blockbuster action movie that you would think a Star Wars movie would be. But neither is Empire.
But it moves too. They cut from shot to shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd...
I mean, Empire is pretty slow too. I mean, it's far more entertaining and it moves more than New Hope. But Empire really is like not much happens in Empire either. It's just people talking and Luke training and
little character development.
Yeah, and then one lightsaber fight at the end and it's over. Yeah. But it's still long. I don't know. I really feel like this could go up as one of the best ones. I liked it more than Force Awakens. Force Awakens is more fun to watch. More happens.
Yeah.
There's an action scene or some sort of scene every 10 minutes, really. Mm. Where this one, you know, you have some stuff, but it's more character based. It's more the, if you want to pull a thing from Community, a bottle episode. But yeah, I mean, as for predictions, I don't know, man. This one threw me for a loop. Like, I feel like we're going to get Kylo as the Emperor type. But I think this is where it kind of separates from being like the other ones. I mean, who knows with J.J. Abrams coming back? I don't know who's writing the third one.
He is coming back.
Yeah. No, I like J.J. Abrams. I think I like what he did with the last one. I just, you know, I'll be interested to see where it goes because I honestly don't know. Yeah. I feel like this is going to be...
Generally, J.J. Abrams doesn't know how to end things. So I'm a little worried in that sense.
Yeah.
Did they have...
I mean, I guess he wasn't the writer.
Yeah, that was Damon Lindelof. Yeah.
Did they have a consistent writer throughout the trilogy?
No.
So they're just handing it... It's a bit of an ending to hand to a new writer.
It's not a new writer. It's because it's just a new writer for the series. But, I mean, that's been all of the Star Wars movies other than the prequels. But, yeah, I don't know. What was I going to say? I was saying something about J.J. Abrams, whatever. Yeah, I just liked it. It's good. Mm. Cool.
prediction.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm very confused and left wondering where they're going to go with this because... I feel like Snoke was so threatening as the big bad. I'm not as threatened by Kylo. But, yeah, we'll leave it at that.
I don't know if you're totally supposed to be... I mean, he's a threat, but I don't know if you're supposed to... In the same way, like, later Vader. Like, episode 6 Vader, where you understand, like, there's a pull back and forth. I don't know. We'll find out, though.
Yeah.
They got rid of his helmet real fast.
I like that. I like that they got rid of it.
Take that ridiculous thing off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, it's, no, that was good.
All right. So I guess we haven't actually talked about it. I think this is going to be the last one of the year, right?
Possibly. Yeah, I think so. Unless we've decided to throw something together.
Yeah, we might surprise you guys with something. Maybe throw a little Christmas present towards you.
Yeah.
But we're taking the holidays off.
Yeah, we got lives. We put out an episode every week since we started this.
It's true. We're almost at a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
A year next month.
Yeah.
Doing anything?
It's crazy. It went quick.
Yeah.
Doing anything for an anniversary? Any plans?
No.
No.
It's the Wood anniversary, I believe. So 1 year.
1 year of the Wood anniversary?
Okay, I believe so. Mm. So
I got wood.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust
me. Those Italian grandmas at the island that Luke stays at,
Oh, this guy with the caretaker. We didn't even talk about the caretaker.
I love those. They're really good. These look like stereotypical Italian moms. It's great.
Fucking hated Ray's ass.
It's funny.
Was that? Yeah. Yeah.
Happy Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays.
Man, I've been handing these
happy holidays
out.
Yes. Bring the holidays.
300 years.
And have a good New Year's, guys. We'll see you next year if we don't see you before that.
And also, happy Kwanzaa.
Merry Kwanzaa.
Feliz Navidad.
May the Force be with you. And also with you.
Amen.